Contrary to popular belief, I know it's going to sound crazy, I don't even like flowers.
Jody Wishmeyer co-owns Three Wishes Floral and Design Studio in Mount Pleasant. She says she loves using flowers to create something people can enjoy.
I like the creativity of flowers. I love what I do. I love the design, the artistic end of it. People ask me all the time, what's your favorite flower? I don't have one. If anything, it's probably a green rose, but I don't even like roses.
Jody says she and her two sisters always wanted to open their own business together. She says they had the most skills in floral design, so 6 years ago, they opened the studio.
We knew no matter what we did, we knew we were always going to have a business. But whatever we did, I would be the one that would be running it. And the flowers was something that we all agreed on. This is a trickier industry because you have to sell your product or you lose it. So you got to find a way to move the product that you have, because if not, you've just wasted money on throwing flowers away.
Jody runs the shop. She answers phones, orders flowers, creates bouquets, and works with deliveries.
That's the medical care facility attached to the hospital. It's the one that's closest to Poland, that circle drive that's close to Poland, okay. The daycare.
Okay.
She says she began working in floristry when she was 16 as a part-time gig.
I started as a high school job, and I love the creativity of it, and so I think that's what made me stick with it, because every day you learn new stuff, and you get to know your customers. That's one thing you don't find at other jobs, because I know every aspect of my clients, and it's kind of cool because you watch them grow as long as you've been in the business.
Jody says it's her clients that make her passionate about the job.
It's rewarding by far, seeing people that I did their homecoming corsages, like watching them get married and have babies. That's really kind of awesome to me. From a girl that wanted me to do her wedding, and her email said, well, since you did both of my sisters, my mom's, and my aunt's weddings, I would be honored to have you do my wedding. That's really awesome, just to see how your reputation can expand the business. Word of mouth is everything in a business. I mean, it really, really is.
Jody says owning a business is different than what she expected. She says on average, she works 9 hours a day and 7 days a week.
It's very, very different owning a business than running a business. I ran another flower shop for 18 years, thought I did everything. And no, I didn't. It's different. You put in a lot more hours, quote unquote, you're not really paid for, but it's what you do when it's your own. I guess there's a little bit more passion and drive.
In the last 6 years, Jody says orders have come for weddings, parties, and homecoming dances. She says she recently created a bouquet for royalty for the Special Olympics closing ceremony. Jody also does funerals, which she says is hard to face on a daily basis.
You deal with families that have lost their loved ones. Sometimes it's expected. I don't want to say it's easy, but it's not as hard because the families aren't so shook up. But there's a lot of times where it's car accidents. It's young kids that have passed away, and we deal with that all the time because they have to get the flowers made, and it's heartbreaking. Very, very heartbreaking. We donate 10% of every order back to the local schools because education is huge, important to us. That's what we try to do. And a lot of the nursing homes, because they always need volunteers, they always need finances. And so if we can do that with this business, it may not be flowers, but if we can raise money, that's what we do.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, florists on average earn $13 an hour. Jody says that's an accurate starting wage. She says floral designers in the area usually earn about $25 to $35 an hour, depending on experience. She says every day she has the opportunity to establish relationships with customers. It's not so much about the money.
I go through every aspect of their life, from homecoming corsages to then doing their weddings to then them having babies, and it's just kind of a neat little life cycle in this business.
Jody says as the business continues to grow, she wants to keep the connections that she has with the customers. And who knows, maybe one day she will learn to enjoy stopping to smell the flowers. For Take This Job and Love It, I'm Tess DeGainer, WCMU News.